1070 WKOK and Eagle 107 continue a Christmas tradition with Talk to Santa.
Talk to Santa is sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carbon One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Up next, boys and girls will talk to Santa and the elves at the North Pole through the Magic Radio on WKOK and Eagle 107.
At this magical and wondrous time of year when everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One wishes you and your families all the joys this season brings. May your time with family and friends be the source of memories that you will treasure all through the years. Your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One would like to take this moment to thank you for your business, and they look forward to serving you again in the upcoming new year. May you have a delightful and holiday season and cherish the old and new memories made. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. Remember, as you check your list not once but dozens of times, as you bring out that special decoration or tree that's been in the family for years, as you add new ones the kids just made in school, your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One just south of Lewisburg on Route 15 want you to know they wish you the very best this holiday season has to give. Merry Christmas and a very happy and healthy new year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. Oberdorf's Carpet One, just south of Lewisburg on Route 15.
Tradition that dates back over 100 years. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has been supplying families for generations with the best pierogies in the business. As indicated by many accounts over the years, it is the love they put into their pierogies that makes them so very special. And they're not afraid to tell you that that is their secret. Every single pierogi has a touch of love inside, just like Mom and Grandma always included in their homemade favorites. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has an extensive line of flavors as well as traditional pierogies year-round. Check some of these flavors out. The original potato and cheese, sweet cabbage, sauerkraut, loaded baked potato pierogi, hot cheese and potato, Philadelphia cheesesteak, meatball parmesan, roasted garlic and parsley mashed, and that's just some of the pierogi flavors available at Fisher's Boston Pierogies. Check them out, 401 North Shamokin Street in Shamokin. Open Wednesday through Friday 9 to 5 and Saturday 10 to 4. They're also online at fishersboston.com and Fisher's Boston Pierogies on Facebook.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Yes, it is. This is us. Ho, ho, ho. Welcome to the Magic Radio. I have a jam-packed Magic Radio room here tonight. Six boys and girls. Are you guys just a little tiny bit excited to talk to Santa?
Yeah.
Just a little or a lot? Are you?
Yeah.
I thought it was more like a lot. I'm so excited. And we have three of our guests were here with me this year when we had our very first Magic Radio show this season, and they had that awful blizzard in the North Pole. So now you're back with us, and I'm so glad that you took the time to come back again, and Santa is going to be thrilled to talk to you, all of you. So shall we get started, my friends?
Should we?
Because we've got to contact who?
Who? Santa!
That's right. Okay, how about you count to three, and then we're going to do that special song. But I have found that it really works quickly and gets us from here and that magic radio all the way to the North Pole if you dance, if you do the shoulders when we sing it, okay? So count us to three, and here we go. Ready?
One, two, three.
Santa, Santa, Santa!
We may have scared Santa Claus.
Bottom us to play with and the new.
house for Christmas. Hello, this is Dad. How are you? Hello.
Hi.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, Miss Ann must have flew the coop. What happened? Hello, who am I talking to?
Miss Ann's gone.
Miss Ann's gone. Well, straight to the naughty wings for her if I do
say
so.
No.
Oh, now the story changes. I see what's going on here.
Ruh-roh, Seth.
Someone's pulling the fur over my eyes.
Seth and I were just teasing you, Emma. I'm here.
Santa Claus, someone's being tricksy.
Yep, a little tricksy.
Well, that was pretty darn funny.
Hey, Seth, Santa liked that. Say hi, Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Well, hello there. How are you?
Good.
Well, Santa Claus, how are you today?
Oh, very, very busy. Fixing toys for girls and boys all around the world. But it is so good to hear from you, Miss Ann, and the boys and girls down there from around Sunbury.
Oh, Santa, they are so excited, and we have lots of family here in the Magic Radio Room. Everybody's really quiet right now, but I guarantee we're going to turn up the volume. And when we come back, Santa Claus, our first guest tonight is Mr. Seth Gable. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK. You can also listen to us online.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even your spouse. The stockings are hung by the chimney with care, waiting for a gift from Frost Jewelers to be there. Your wife was nestled all snug in your bed, while visions of diamonds danced in her head. Suddenly, outside there arose such a clatter. You sprang from your bed to see what was the matter, when what to your wondering eyes should appear but a bald-headed man saying, "Hi, Dan Frosty Frost Jewelers here." Dan whistled and shouted and called from your list, "Now diamonds, now sapphires, now emeralds and rubies, on rings, on pendants, on bracelets and earrings." He was just to the nines with a handful of jewels, and with a grin said, "Don't worry, guys, I'll bring you some tolls." And you heard Dan exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all from Foss Jewelers." That's right.
Foss Jewelers. We're located on Route 522 in Silnsgrove and online at fossjewelers.com.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
We're giggling already. Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is the adorable Seth Gable. Hi, Seth.
Hi. I'm mad a few words, I understand.
Well, Santa and Emma, Seth was one of our guests on our very first show this year, the night that you had that terrible blizzard in the North Pole.
Oh, and the wires got all shorted out. Oh, my goodness. Hi, Seth.
We've been digging out from that for, nearly a week?
we're so glad you could hear us, Santa. We're so glad Seth was able to come back. What is on this shirt? What is that, Mom? Your T-shirt says?
This guy.
This likes presents.
And Santa, he has his Christmas shirt topped off with his Easter bow tie.
Oh, my.
He looks really handsome.
Sounds like someone's trying to cover all his bases. Just in case the Easter Bunny shows up, he wants to make sure he's dressed appropriately for him.
You're not expecting the Easter Bunny, are you?
No.
Just Santa and the elves, right? Hey, listen, before we start talking and we forget, you have some special people that are listening on the radio. Who do you want to say hi to?
Ellie.
Ellie?
Yeah.
And what about your teachers? What are your teachers' names?
Mrs. Kim and Mrs. Carol.
Wait, did you want to say hi to Ellie, your elf?
No.
Oh.
No. Well, let's wish a very merry Christmas to Ellie and all the teachers.
What grade are you in, Seth? You in preschool?
Yeah.
Well, how is preschool?
Good.
Did you get to go today?
Yeah.
Tell me, what did you do today? Santa and the elves always love to hear all about preschool because, especially Emma, she doesn't get to go to preschool. So tell her, what do you do?
We sing songs. I help my teachers do sing songs. And I just do paperwork and then I just play.
play. And I bet you get to do drawings and painting.
I get to do drawings, but I no painting there. We just paint for projects.
Oh, just special projects. Now, did your teachers decorate? Is your classroom decorated for Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, that must be so nice to see decorations. I bet you think about Santa all day long then, right?
Yeah.
So tell me, who is this Ellie that's at your house?
Ellie the elf.
Emma, that's where Ellie is.
That's where Ellie is. I thought you were saying hi to Ellie.
Did you see Ellie today?
Yeah, at my preschool, I saw Ellie.
Oh, he actually has a friend named Ellie, too, Emma.
Oh, that's where the confusion got to.
Yeah.
Well, hi to Ellie, your friend, and hi to Ellie the elf. Now, where was Ellie the elf spotted at your house?
In the bathroom and tapes all over her.
Oh, Santa. Some of these crazy elves, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they go to elf school before they come down.
Yeah.
School. So she's keeping an eye on you. Are you a good helper around the house? Do Mom and Dad ask you to do some things?
Yeah, and I help put the decorations on the tree. And Ellie the elf pooped their pants.
Oh, no. Santa Claus, we got an accident.
Well, I look at always glass half full, Emma. At least she was in the bathroom. Let's just drop it at that. Oh, Ellie. Santa, you were expecting reports on Seth, not on Ellie the elf, right?
My goodness, we're going to have to talk to Ellie. But my goodness, Seth, Ellie says you've been really good this year.
I could tell you've been a really good boy. So when you're not at preschool, do you play soccer or baseball? What do you do for fun?
There's balls outside in the bin and one little truck in a playhouse.
Oh, that's a preschool.
Yeah, and a slide.
Well, that sounds like lots of fun. Now when you're at home, do you have any favorite football teams? Do you and Dad watch football?
Yeah, and we have a pantry that snacks come out of.
Well, you have to have snacks when you watch football, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite team?
Eagles.
Oh, sorry, I said Steelers. Sorry, Dad.
The Eagles.
Did you watch them last night?
No.
You were probably in bed for preschool, right?
Yeah.
So you were happy last year with that Super Bowl, huh?
Yeah, because I love Super Bowl.
I bet you had really good snacks watching the Super Bowl, too, right?
Yeah, because I love snacks.
Me too!
Do you have an Eagles shirt that you wear?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have it on tonight, but you have one?
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. Speaking of...
And a bow tie.
Santa, this is very impressive. Actually, Santa, that would look good on Santa Claus, too. Kind of clashed with his red, but that's okay.
Well, bow ties, you can't see them because of my beard. Oh!
Santa's got that big white beard. Hey, we were talking about snacks. Now, do you usually leave a snack for Santa Claus?
I just leave cookies and milk.
My favorite, Gabe, or Seth. Oh, I see. Seth Gable. I've called you Gabe.
Santa gave me a nickname, Gabe. You like that?
Yeah.
Or should we stick with Seth?
We should stick with me.
Whoa! I agree, Seth.
Stick me on the window.
Stick you on the window? Hey, do you have a stocking? Do you have a stocking that has your name on it?
Yeah, it's on the back. And candy will go in it.
Hey, now, before we sing your song, we were talking about you have some pets at your house. What do you have? Some big furry dog that Emma's going to meet?
Yeah.
Who is it?
It's Polly, and she has black fur.
And do you think she'll be really nice to Emma and all the elves?
Yeah, I think Polly the elf will.
She will. You should be okay, Emma.
All right, I'm going to keep an eye on this situation.
Okay.
I'm scared.
I told you, Seth, she gets a little scared around big dogs, but that's okay. Hey, one more thing. Emma is also the official room inspector. Have you been picking up your toys and keeping your bedroom clean?
Yeah, and I got boxes and I kept them in there for a long time, but I'm going to give them away.
So what's in the boxes?
One ball, vampire teeth.
Okay. From Halloween, maybe?
Okay.
The friends that don't have anything.
Did you hear that, Santa?
Oh, my goodness. That's so good to hear, Seth. So kind of you.
It'll make lots of boys and girls very, very happy. Santa's so happy to hear that. I'm very proud of you. So, Seth, Santa would like a Christmas song. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Should we ask Emma for a special drum roll? Can you say drum roll, please?
Drum roll, please.
I think I can handle that.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, make fun of us to ride on the open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, make fun of us to ride on the open sleigh.
Round of applause, Seth.
That was just beautiful.
That was Seth's special spin on that song, Santa Claus. That was awesome. Well, now, Seth, the big moment. You've waited for this a long time to tell Santa. What were you hoping for Christmas this year? What would you like to see under your tree?
We feed our tree and then it grows with water in it.
Okay, so your tree is growing, and it's already decorated, right?
Yeah, and it's sinking.
Well, okay, what are the presents you'd like to see Santa put around the tree? Maybe not under the sinking tree. What are you hoping for Christmas this year?
Going under the mud.
No. Santa wants to know what you want for Christmas.
I'll have a bum... A drum set.
A drum set?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay. And anything else special?
5 guns and 1 new pack of real handcuffs.
Well, Santa, we could have a lot of fun with that, but we'll just add some surprises.
Let's add some surprises.
And
oh, my goodness. Emma, let's look under Seth. Gable, he's 4 years old.
All right. It says here in the big book that Seth is doing well in school, and he's working hard to learn his letters and their sounds. That's really important. Now, it says here, though, that Seth could improve by not fighting with his sister. Can you make sure that you're good to your sister?
Yeah.
All right. He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well... let's see what we have on the great big workbench here for Seth Gable. Oh, my goodness, look over here. And over here, a whole pile of surprises. And, oh, my goodness, just what he asked for. He'll be able to do his own drum roll, a drum set.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Seth Gable a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Seth. Merry Christmas. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Ooh, if you can, you should bring your drum set to talk to Santa next year, okay?
Deal?
Yeah.
Okay, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. Merry Christmas to your sister and your whole family. Well, Santa Claus, she's been very patiently waiting to talk to you. When we come back, we'll be chatting with the lovely Lily Samsel. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I can't wait to go to Silver Moon Furniture.
Why that?
Well, I'm looking for a living room group, and with my purchase, I hear that they're giving each person a free lifelike Christmas tree. It will look great with the new furniture.
Great prices, I always hear.
Let's go now.
Enjoy the quality and unmatched customer.
customer service at Silver Moon Furniture in Lewisburg. Silver Moon Furniture features beautifully crafted American-made furniture. One of the things that sets Silver Moon Furniture apart from the other stores is their ability to customize your furniture with exactly the right upholstery as well as other features. Plus, you can choose from over 450 styles of upholstery, 8 types of wood. Open Monday through Friday from 9 till 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 5 p.m. Silver Moon Furniture, located at 211 Silver Moon Lane in Lewisburg, across from the Silver Moon Flea Market.
And meet me at the Silver Moon.
Boys and girls, you can see Santa and Mrs. Claus this Sunday morning in person. Santa will be at the Silver Moon Flea Market, Route 15, Lewisburg, this Sunday. Moms and dads, you will love the treasures you find at Silver Moon Flea Market, too, every Sunday.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is the lovely Lily Samsel. Hi, Lily.
Hi.
Well, welcome back to the Magic Radio Room. Santa, Lily was also here the first night when we didn't get a chance to talk to you, so she has got a lot to tell you and Emma, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. We're so sorry about that snowstorm, Lily. But oh, it's so good to hear your voice now.
We're all elf ears. It's time to listen to you.
How are you doing?
How are you doing, Santa?
Well, my goodness. I'm doing just fine, Lily. Oh, and we're working very hard. We don't have many days left before we're going to be coming out on Christmas Eve.
Are you counting down the days to Christmas, Lily?
Yeah, I have a calendar.
Oh, do you? So every day you get to see how many days are left.
It's a Hatchimal calendar. Like, it's one of those calendars for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Santa knows what those are. So have you had time yet to get your house all decorated? Is your tree up?
Yeah, my tree's up. We decorated it and put the lights on it.
What color lights do you have? And do you have any special ornaments that you get to put on the tree?
I think my lights were purple, green, and I forget the other color.
Kind of like all the colors here in the Magic Radio Room?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that. Do you decorate? Do you put anything in your bedroom, too?
I don't really have anything to decorate my room.
Speaking of your room, Emma will be peeking in on Christmas Eve. Is it clean, or is it a little bit of a disaster area?
I cleaned half of it, but I never got to the other side.
Well, half is good, right, Santa Claus?
Well, my goodness. Oh, it certainly is. And I'll bet Lily will get to the second half before Christmas.
You've got plenty of time to work on that, right?
Yeah.
So what else? Does Mom ask you to do anything else to help around the house? You know, pick up your toys, maybe help with dishes.
Well, sometimes my mom doesn't have to ask me to do dishes. My sister doesn't, but sometimes I just clean the dishes and then let them sit there for Lexi to put them away.
How old is Lexi? Older sister?
14.
Oh, so Lexi's a big cat. Well, it sounds like Lexi's going to get a gold star too, right, Santa?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, that's very good, Lexi.
Now, do you and your sister have to share a bedroom?
We used to, but now we don't. She, moved upstairs, and now I'm downstairs.
Ooh, so you have your own space, right?
Yeah.
Who's the first one awake in your house on Christmas morning?
Sometimes it's my sister, and sometimes it's me, or it's both of us, because we just can't. And then I go to wake up my mom, because I can't wait to open presents.
You're so excited. It's so hard to sleep on Christmas morning, isn't it?
Yeah.
I bet you don't wake up that early every day for school, do you?
No, my mom wakes me up. I want to sleep more. That's the thing.
Emma.
Uh-oh, I think that's an order for an elf alarm clock.
What do you think about, have you ever heard of elf alarm clocks, Lily?
No.
Ask Emma,
think
that I hear what that sounds like? How about a little sample there, Emma?
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up!
That'll get you right out of bed in the morning, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
See, I think there are some days I could use an elf alarm clock. Those are pretty cool.
Yeah. My mom, she always wakes me up, and then I get ready for school, and I used to not do my Hatchimal calendar, but now I have to slide that into my days of going to school.
So you mark the day down to get it, to keep it going for Christmas, right?
Yeah, and I got 2 Hatchimals and a lot of accessories for my Hatchimal.
Well, how is your school year? What grade are you in?
2nd.
Well, tell Santa Claus, are you getting good report cards? Are you working really hard in school?
I got all A's except for 1 B.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. That's very, very good, Lily.
Nice job.
Congratulations. That's wonderful. Is your teacher listening? You want to say hello to your teacher?
Yeah. Mrs. Klein, and then I want to say hi to my mom, my grandma, Aunt Dawn, and Brittany.
Well, my goodness, a very Merry Christmas to Miss Clyde, and Merry Christmas to your whole family, Lily.
Merry Christmas!
That is so nice, and I bet you get to see everybody on Christmas Day, spend time together.
Yeah.
That makes it so special, doesn't it? Being with your family, and you're going to have a long break from school. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get to sleep. Then you don't need the elf alarm clock when you're on break, right?
No.
Well, shall we ask Santa if the reindeer with the red nose is nearby?
Yeah. Is Rudolph there?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. I just heard him come in the door. He heard his name, and he's all excited, Lily.
Okay, Santa, keep him right there. Here we go.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say he glows. All of the other reindeer laugh and call him names. And never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
And all the reindeer helped him, and shouted out with glee.
Whoopee!
The red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history.
Whoa! My goodness! That was so much fun to sing along with Lily. Oh, and Rudolph is so excited. Calm down, Rudolph. Oh, he just stepped in a cupcake.
Oh, no! There's icing everywhere!
Well, Lily, you made Rudolph really happy. Now, what will make you happy on Christmas morning? What are you hoping that Santa brings for you this year?
I've been asking a long time for LOL dolls.
LOL dolls?
Okay. You got those, Emma?
I do.
Is there anything else special on your list that you're hoping for? Do you like surprises?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Emma, let's get some surprises together here for Lily Sampson. Look in the big book and see how Lily has been this year.
All right. It says here that Lily is doing well in school. That's really, really good. Now, Lily, though, it says here that you could improve on cleaning your room. So I am the official room inspector, so you had better clean your room for Christmas Eve. Can you do that?
Yeah.
All right. Here's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness. Let's look at the old workbench here. Oh, my goodness. There's shavings all over here. Let me move the oh, look at this. A whole bunch of surprises.
Wow.
And over here, oh, we won't tell Lily about this one. But here's something. It's an LOL surprise doll.
Woo-hoo!
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Lily Sampson a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Lily. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It was so nice to have you here again, Lily, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas to you and your family. Well, Santa Claus, I know he's very anxious to talk to you. When we come back, we'll be chatting with Cole Noggle. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK. You can also listen to us online.
Good job.
There are many reasons to join the Y. Building endurance, getting back into shape, strengthening your heart. But the Y is what you make of it, so make it your own.
My Y is a morning swim and an evening spin class.
My Y is a personal trainer who helps me realize my potential.
My Y is a community where everyone fits in.
My Y is where I learned to swim as a kid, where my daughter learned how to swim as a kid, and where my granddaughter will learn to swim as a kid.
The Y is a place for families to go together and for kids to learn that an active, healthy lifestyle can be fun. Children learn how to reach for new goals. Families spend quality time together, and we all build and grow relationships that deepen our sense of belonging. When you join the Y, you're committing to more than simply becoming healthier. You are supporting the values and programs that strengthen our community. Stop in at one of our four branches located in Sunbury, Milton, Mifflinburg, and Lewisburg. Take a tour and learn more about Y programs. The Y is for a better you. The Y is for a better me. The Y for a better us.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Can I say hi?
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, wow. Did we get a new radio host, Miss Ann?
Of course we did.
Of course we did. Well, and what is your name?
Cole.
Hi, Cole. Cole is our host for Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on Eagle 107. How are you, Cole?
Good.
All right, and who are we interviewing next?
Say Miss Ann.
Miss Ann.
I don't know. I don't see your name. Straight to the naughty list.
Oh, no, again. Cole, I'm on the naughty list.
Okay, why are you laughing? That's not funny. I'm going to cry. Santa, Cole was also here with me that first night, so he has been hopping around this magic radio room. He's got lots to tell you. Why don't you tell him about your awesome Christmas shirt?
I have a dinosaur. Well, you turned into a dinosaur, and you're eating a gingerbread man with the messed up face.
Whoa, my goodness. That's got to be a wonderful shirt.
It's definitely a different look for you, Santa. It's pretty cool.
Oh, and you also have sharp teeth.
Oh, in this shirt, Santa, you have sharp teeth, but not really. Santa doesn't have sharp teeth.
Can I talk to Santa now?
You're talking to him.
Oh.
How's toy production,
Santa?
Well, my goodness, Cole. We're working very hard here. And Fat Demma and I are just taking a little time off here to talk to the boys and girls. And then it's back to work.
Santa is working so hard for you and all the other boys and girls. You know what? I forgot. You have a big fan club. You better give the list of who's listening. Say hi. Well, I'll take this.
Your list.
I want to see. Mom? Dad? She?
Okay, honey.
Graham, I think.
Graham, okay.
Mimi, Pappy.
So, let's say your whole family, right? Santa maybe could wish everybody in your family a Merry Christmas.
My
wish
goodness.
Everybody a good Christmas.
Ooh, a very good Christmas, Cole, and you're very thoughtful. Merry Christmas.
Oh, okay, Santa, listen to this.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Wait, wait, do me.
Okay, can you imitate Emma?
Can you imitate me?
Too high?
That's fairly accurate. Get up. I'm not going to fight it. That's fairly accurate.
Yeah, Santa, I think it's just not my job he's looking at, all of us here. Well, that was pretty awesome. And, Emma, I think you will especially like this. He's got a very original song that he's come up with.
All right. I am ready.
Elf, 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 elfie. Elf, 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 elfie. Elf, 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 elfie. Elf, 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 elfie.
Wow.
Elf, 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 elfie.
We could do a conga line here in the magic radio room, Emma.
We could do... Wait. Emma.
Emma.
Santa Claus, what have we done?
Oh, Emma.
I think he's stuck in that groove.
It's a good groove. I like it.
You have so much energy. Are you like this at school?
Of course.
Well, how's your school year going?
Good.
What grade are you in?
In the middle.
You're in the middle?
No. It's going in the middle.
You're in the middle of school year?
No. It's going in the middle.
It's going so-so, apparently.
It's going in the middle, like a good and bad.
Oh, good
and bad. Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
Because why?
I'm in second grade, and I have to do a lot of math.
Which is why it's in the middle, Santa Claus, meaning like good days, bad days, right?
Oh, my goodness, a lot of math.
I'm going to start using that. I like that. How's your day? In the middle. That's pretty cool.
Sort of in the middle.
You want to give Santa a math question, a little math problem?
Okay.
Don't make it too hard.
He's had a long day. Be gentle.
What's 105 minus 9?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. 100, that's 10 times my toes and fingers, minus 9, and 2 plus 8 is someplace between 10 and 50.
What?
Oh, ho, 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 ho.
You think Santa's kind of in the middle?
Miss Ann?
Yes, Emma?
The answer is 96.
Oh, I was going to say that next.
Could you repeat that for us, Emma?
96.
There's your answer. Emma got it right.
Yes, I found the answer. Oh,
that's because I'm a genius.
Yes, she is.
Did you know that? Emma is a genius. Very, very smart.
Okay, I'm
Now, what you have to tell Santa about is what did you make him? Tell him about that, and then you have something extra special to tell him, your Christmas list.
So, Santa... I made a picture, just like you and Emma at. It is me. Me and Dylan woke up very early, so we get to, and we are picking up our presents, and Dylan is drinking a juice, and you're here and standing, and then Dylan's looking at you, and he's just smiling, and then I'm just picking up my present and going like, yippee!
Oh,
all right!
My goodness.
And then you and Mrs. Claus are there, and you're holding your bag of toys and your bag of coal.
Oh!
Santa, wait till you get this. Now, I'll make sure that I get this to the North Pole for you, okay?
Oh, my goodness, yes, we will definitely put it on the refrigerator.
You hear what Santa's going to do? He's going to put it on the refrigerator. Santa, this is an amazing picture.
What we call right for Christmas!
And then the Santa, your sleigh... Some elves are in it, and then my elf Luke is in your pocket, and my other elf Buddy is just flying around.
Wow, this sounds like a masterpiece. This is going to be a great one for the refrigerator, Santa.
It is a masterpiece, Emma, but let's go back to this, because what would you like to see in the sleigh? What are you hoping Santa brings for you?
A slushy maker, a drawing tablet, snacks, Nerf guns, Thingamajiggers, I forget what they're called.
Oh, you got that, Emma.
I have a PhD in thingamajiggers.
The Emma.
Well, do you like surprises? I have a feeling you do.
Well, my goodness.
A lamp. And little characters for my Lego Dimensions game.
Well, my goodness, Emma. Let's see what it says in Santa Claus's great big book about coal noggle.
All right. It says here that he's doing well in art. He's a great artist and loves to draw because he drew that beautiful picture for us. We can't wait to see it. But now, Cole, it says here that you could improve on listening to Mom and Dad. So, Miss Ann?
Yep.
It is your turn. Elf ears, please.
These are
your elf ears, and they are made for listening to Mom and Dad. They work. I know they work. So, make sure you listen to Mom and Dad, okay?
Okay.
pay.
Oh, right. He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Oh, my goodness. Let's take a look at this workbench. And, oh, over here, surprises and over... Oh, my goodness. I was going to tell him about this, but this is going to be a surprise. Since he's such an artist, we're going to bring him a drawing tablet.
Oh, right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus?
Let's give Cole Doggle a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Cole. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Love you, Santa Claus. Love you, Rudolph.
Merry Christmas.
Love you, Emma. I wish I had a cupcake. Love you, Emma.
Love you.
Goodbye.
Well, it was so nice to have you here, Cole. I hope you and your family have a very, very Merry Christmas. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with Orion Barnhart. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK. You can also listen to us online.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online at garfields.net.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Whoa, it's a little crazy here in the Magic Radio Room, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, welcome back to the Magic Radio. With me now is Orion Barnhart. I love your name.
That's so cool.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Hi, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness. Orion, it's good to hear your voice this year, and Merry Christmas.
Well, how old are you?
Six.
So what grade are you in?
First.
How is first grade? Do you like school?
Yes.
How was your day at school today?
Good.
Good.
What's your favorite part of school?
We go to lunch and we have specials.
Specials at lunch?
No.
Special projects? Special things you get to do?
Yeah, like art.
Oh.
So you like to draw?
Yes.
You do.
Are you working on a special picture for Santa?
I didn't make my list yet.
Oh, you didn't?
No. Your Christmas list, but are you making a special picture for drawing anything for Santa?
Yeah.
So, now, have you had time to get your house? Is it all ready for Santa's visit? Is it decorated?
I didn't decorate my tree yet.
Is it a real tree?
No, it's a fake tree. It's white.
That's pretty, though. What color lights are you going to put on it?
Special lights.
Special lights. Do you have a lot of ornaments that you get to put on the tree?
Yes.
And I bet, do you have a stocking with your name on it?
Yes, it's a camouflage one.
Oh, is it? Oh, that's cool.
Well, my goodness, how will we be able to find it?
Santa won't have trouble finding it, will he?
Nope.
No, I guess not near the white tree, Santa. He should be okay.
Oh, that's true.
So, now you hear that Emma has a little fear of dogs. Are there any pets and anything at your house she's going to meet on Christmas Eve?
I have a guinea pig and... three goldfish.
Three goldfish and a guinea pig, Emma.
Can I ride the guinea pig? It's so tiny, you can't even ride one.
Well, I'm tiny.
He's really tiny. Well, show me how big is your guinea pig. Like, what's his name? Her name? His name?
Flash.
Flash.
That must be, he's meant for racing.
He's meant for racing. Does he run fast?
Yes. Guinea pig races on Christmas Eve, Santa.
What's that, Emma?
We're going to do guinea pig races on Christmas Eve. I don't even have that much guinea pigs.
Emma likes guinea pigs. So do you have to help take care of Flash?
Yes.
What do you do? What do you have to do?
We can pet him and hold him, but sometimes he bites.
Uh-oh.
I don't like the sound of that.
So maybe just stick with the goldfish, Emma.
Maybe, yeah. Then I just get kissy fishes. Kissy kisses.
Do you name your goldfish? What are their names?
one Skittle, one Goldie, one Bubblegum.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe, Emma, we could have a goldfish race.
Oh, there you go, Emma.
That'll be fun.
Tell her, say, pack your bathing suit.
Pack your bathing suit.
I'll be swimming in the fish bowl.
So, now you heard that Emma is the official room inspector. Do you have to work on your room? Is it all clean, or does Mom have, like, a tape on it, like a disaster area?
I clean it up.
Where do you keep all your toys?
In my closet.
So your room is nice and neat? You always help out and do that?
Yep.
What else does Mom ask you to do around the house?
Nothing else.
Nothing else? Probably just do your homework, right?
Yep.
Be a good listener?
Yep.
All those good things, right?
Yes.
What's your favorite subject that you work on? Do you like math or?
Yes, math.
And did you tell your teacher, any of your friends at school, anybody special you'd like to say hello to?
Noah. And Caden.
So these are your friends, right?
Yeah, and I have a lot more, but I forget my name, them. But I forget, I know what, two more names. Hayden and Malin.
Well, my goodness, to all of your friends, Orion, a Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas!
You're going to have time over Christmas. Probably you get together and play with your friends, right? Because you'll get some time off from school.
Yep.
You excited about that?
Yep.
Are you hoping that we wake up and we have snow on Christmas morning?
Yes.
That would be so cool.
Yep, it will.
What do you like to do out in the snow?
Build snowman and
you ever do the snow angels? Get on your back.
Those are fun, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine all that snow in the North Pole all the time?
Yes. Yes.
I'd like to sleigh ride there. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
Okay, so Orion, now you've got a special song, right?
For Santa.
Oh, I'm waiting.
A drum roll, a new Lego set.
Oh, no, I meant for a drum roll so you sing your song. Say it. Yes. He went right to the list, Emma. Sorry.
I know. I almost had to grab my pencil. Are we ready?
Yep.
All right. Take it away, Orion.
No. He's ready. Santa's ready for that song.
I'm confused. Was that supposed to be my drum roll?
I think so, Emma.
You might need to wipe off the microphone, Miss Anne.
I know, I did. Yes, I will.
Watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. Be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not tell him, telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Whoa!
Yay! That was terrific.
Goodness. In only a little while, too, Orion.
Oh, wow.
That was beautiful.
Oh, you made Santa smile. You made him really happy. What's going to make you keep smiling like that on Christmas morning? What are you hoping? Emma's ready to write it down now. What's on your list?
A Lego dinosaur Lego setup and a nether drum and a transformer.
Oh, right.
My. And maybe some surprises too, Emma. Well, let's look in the big book at the North Pole for Orion Barnhart.
All right, what a great name. I love that. All right, it says here in Orion's spot in the big book that he's doing well in school, so that's really good. Now, it says here that you can improve by being nice to your sister. Be nice to your sister, okay?
And my sister wants a new Barbie doll.
Oh, right. I will put that on the list.
Whoa, and
will you promise to be nice to her?
Yes.
All right. He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Oh, and that's a very nice boy or brother, let's say, who remembers his sister on Christmas.
Yeah!
Oh, my goodness. All over the workbench here, things for Orion. Oh, my goodness. Surprises over here. And, oh, for heaven's sakes, don't let these out, Emma. We're bringing him dinosaurs.
Wow, they're so big.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Orion a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Orion Barnhart. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
It was so nice to have you here, Orion. Merry Christmas to you and your whole family. Well, Santa Claus, when we return, we'll be talking with the lovely Jillian McDonald. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Good job. Okay, Jillian.
Making your list and checking it twice? Stop by Gracie's for everything nice. Whether it's a snowman, Santa, or Christmas bouquet, call Gracie's Flowers with delivery same day. Give sparkle. Give sweet. Give Gracie's to the neighbor down the street, the babysitter, mail carrier, and those that deliver our news. Give Gracie's to them to chase away the blues. For everything to deck the halls, Gracie's has wreaths and centerpieces to spruce up the walls. A gift from Gracie's surely will please and put your holiday budget worries at ease. Grab the family and head to Gracie's this season. It's the merriest place for a terrific selection of gifts for any reason. With extended holiday hours, Gracie's Flowers is now open from 8:30 till 7 through December 22nd. Closed on Sundays and closing at 4 on Christmas Eve. Gracie's Flowers, 901 North Market Street, or online at graciesflowers.com. Open late to make it convenient for you.
So you're hungry, but you're busy. As mealtime gets closer, you feel like your day is slowly winding down. Satisfy that hunger with Taste of Philly and Seals Grill. Pick up or have your order delivered and enjoy their own Philly cheese sauce from different cheese blends. Nothing ever comes from a can. And Bucknell and SU students get an extra 10% off your order with your school ID. Seniors also get a 10% discount. And join Ice Cold Pepsi, too, at Taste of Philly, South Water Street and Seals Grill. Open Wednesday and Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sunday, noon till 7. Find them on Facebook, too.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa.
And I believe we have a new host. And who am I speaking with?
Jillian.
Whoa, this is Jillian. Hello, Jillian.
Santa, she is as adorable as she sounds. And Emma.
Yes?
This is your first fashion update tonight.
I need a fashion.
Can you describe, tell her about your beautiful dress?
There is sparkles and brown. And there are some shapes, and there are circles, and
you have a pretty black top.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, tell her about your shoes. She would love those.
They're pink, and they have a bow, and on the bottom, they're black like this.
Wow!
Emma would look so cute in those shoes. Would it be okay with you if she tries them on?
Yes, that's okay.
All right!
She can only try one at a time because she has to climb down in the shoe.
She's so tiny, Jillian, but I bet she would look adorable in those. So, now, who's listening to you on the Magic Radio tonight? Your family, and Santa will say Merry Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas.
My Aunt Dawn, Lexi, and Marley, and Cadence, and my mom, and my daddy, and my Riley, and Ruger, and Mimi, and Papa.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. I remember all of them through the years, Jillian, and wish them a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
That's so nice. Will you get to see your family on Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet they spoil you with lots of presents, right?
Do they?
Oh, I would. How was your Thanksgiving? Did you have a big turkey and spend time with your family?
Yeah.
What was your favorite thing that you ate on Thanksgiving?
Cranberry.
Ooh. Yum.
I love cranberry.
Santa does, too. Santa, I bet that looks cool when you drop it in your beard.
Try to hide that.
So you heard Santa loves cookies. He loves anything that the boys and girls leave out for him. What are you planning to leave for Santa?
Cookies and milk.
And what about for the reindeer? Do you leave anything?
Carrots.
Oh, my goodness. Rudolph heard that, and oh, he is so happy, loves carrots.
Now, our little Miss Emma's listening. Anything for Emma and the elves?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cookies, yeah.
Do you help Mom bake cookies?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Christmas cookie?
Chocolate chip.
Oh, that's Santa Claus's favorite cookie, too.
You'll be sharing your cookies with Santa. That's so nice. So now Emma is in charge of sending some of Santa's helpers. Have you spotted a little elf at your house?
Chippy.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Well, we sent Chippy down, and so far the reports are good, Emma.
It's true.
So where did you see Chippy today?
I think when I got home from school, I saw him. I saw him in the living room somewhere on where when we turned the light on, the big light.
Oh my goodness.
Hanging around, taking a little nap, maybe?
Yeah.
Say, Emma, he's sleeping on the job.
He's sleeping on the job.
I heard that, Santa Claus. Sleeping on the job.
Well, we'll put down a mark on that, but he does say good things about Julian.
I bet you're a really good girl. Well, I know you have a very special song for Santa. Are you ready to sing? Should we ask Emma for a drum roll? Get you started?
No.
No drum roll? Not yet, Emma. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Jingle bells?
Yeah.
Okay. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Yay!
Oh, goodness. Oh, those bells sounded so good with you, Julian.
Oh, that was beautiful, sweetheart. Now I bet you'd like a drum roll.
Drum roll, please.
Let's go to the race!
What do you want for Christmas?
Some new dolls and a dancing unicorn and a new fire truck for me
Do you like surprises? Should we ask Emma to put surprises down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness, Emma. Let's look up Julian McDonald in the great big book here at the North Pole.
All right. It says here that Julian is doing well with her trick words and reading in kindergarten. That's really good. Now, it says here, though, Julian, you could improve by listening to Mom and Dad. See, you listen really good in school, but you know what? Time to do some elf ears, Miss Anne.
We're doing it, Emma.
All right. Those elf ears are good for listening at school and to Mom and Dad. They work both ways, I promise. Can you listen?
Yeah.
All right. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, let's take a look at the workbench here. Oh, it's over on this workbench. It's Julian McDonald. All right, there's her name, and we have surprises, and oh my goodness, look at this one. It's huge. And over here, some Paw Patrol toys.
All right. great.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Julian a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Julian. Merry Christmas. Oh, ho, ho, ho,
ho. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Santa, I wish you could have seen the dance she did when you told her what you're bringing her for Christmas. You made her happy. Well, Merry Christmas to you, sweetheart. It was so nice to have you here. Well, Santa Claus, she's been so patient, and she's anxious to talk to you. When we come back, we'll be talking with the lovely Riley Stratz. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK. You can also listen to us online.
Happy holidays from your friends at Service First. Since 1975, Service First Federal Credit Union has been helping its members achieve their financial goals. We've been there when you bought your first car, when you headed off to college, decided to purchase your home, started your business, and even planned for your retirement. As your local credit union, we're looking forward to continuing this tradition. We've got you covered, no matter what may pop up along the way. Whether you're in one of our 11 branch locations or out and about in the community, our credit union team shares 7 core values that ensure our focus is always to strengthen the financial lives of our members and the communities that we call home. Learn more today. Visit serviceone.org. That's serviceone.org. And see why at Service First, we're friends you can bank on. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa.
Yay! How was that, Emma and Santa?
That
goodness.
Was wonderful!
That sounds like Riley.
It does! I think it does!
And I think you're right, Santa and Emma.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Santa.
Well, hello there. How are you, Riley?
Good.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, Emma. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Riley?
Good.
Santa, she's been so quiet and so patient, sitting here in the group, ready to tell you lots of good stuff, right? But I think, let's make Emma go a little crazy. Tell her what you're wearing.
Sparkles.
Calm down, Emma. You got cupcake on yourself.
Cupcake on my nose.
Did you hear that? Oh, my goodness. Oh, she has cupcake all over her. She looks adorable, Emma. You would love this shirt and these pants.
Time for a fashion update.
It's pink and a unicorn.
Wow! That's so adorable. So you're how old, honey?
4.
Do you get to go to preschool?
Mm-mm.
No. Oh, you get to stay home and play? What's your favorite thing to play when you're home?
Strawberries and Wap Out Loud.
Oh, okay. Do you have lots of Barbies?
Yep.
And do you help pick up all your toys after you play?
Yeah.
Oh, I think she's a really good girl, Santa. Is there anybody special that's here that you want Santa to say hi to? And your family?
My family.
Well, my goodness, Riley. Let's say a very Merry Christmas to not only your family, but all of your friends.
And it looks like you put so much time in your list. Do you like to color and draw pictures?
Yep.
Are you going to be drawing a picture for Santa that you'll leave?
When he's at your house? Are you?
Yep. And what good food are you going to leave out for Santa Claus?
Cookies and chocolate milk.
Oh, my favorite.
Yum. Oh, that's Santa's favorite, especially the chocolate milk. Do you like chocolate milk?
Yeah, I'll drink it all.
But you leave a little bit for Santa, right?
Yeah.
I thought so. And so you've been a good girl at home, and you're picking up all your toys.
Yeah.
And is Emma going to meet? Do you have any little pets at your house that Emma will meet?
No.
No puppies? Nothing like that?
Okay.
And she's going to peek in your room, and that's okay, right?
Yeah.
Because you'll be fast asleep on Christmas Eve, won't you?
But I sleep with my mom.
sometimes.
Well, that's okay.
Sometimes I sleep in my own bed.
Aww.
Well, sometimes it's just nice to cuddle with Mommy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, are you ready?
Sometimes my mom is called Cassie.
Are you ready to sing for Santa?
You're going to sing a song. Emma's ready for your song.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, my goodness. Lynx, your elf said that you sang very nicely, and you sure do, Riley.
Oh. Santa heard from Lynx. Wow, that was beautiful. And Santa, she has a beautiful list that she worked hard. So why don't we get started and tell Santa what's on this list? What are you hoping for?
I want bath bombs, lipstick.
Lipstick and bath bombs.
Okay.
And a thing that can hold it.
Okay. And what's this?
A fire truck.
Fire truck. And this?
I want the girls. Shirt, though.
It's a pretty shirt, okay. And this?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about down here? What are these?
Girls, I want... I want Minnie.
Minnie Mouse, Emma.
Mickey, Donald, Goofy, a unicorn, and a thing that I really want.
That you really want. And I can make sure that Santa gets this list, okay? Okay, there you have it, Emma.
I'm just looking.
My goodness, let's take a look at the big book here at the North Pole and see what it says about Riley Stratz.
All right, it says here she's doing really well in helping around the house, but she can improve on her sleeping habits and try not be grumpy when she gets up from naps. Can you work on that?
I will.
All right. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Let's take a look at her on the workbench. Oh, my goodness. Look at this. Oh, here are surprises. And this over here. And, oh, my goodness, dancing around on top. A cuddly unicorn.
Well,
Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Riley
a
great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Riley and her unicorn. Whoa!
Merry Christmas.
Goodbye, Santa.
Bye. My goodness. Bye. Merry Christmas, everyone. Bye. Merry Christmas, Miss Anne. Whoa!
Bye-bye, Santa.
Talk to Santa has been sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carpet One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Tune in each weeknight at 6 during the holiday season for Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.